This is Locked On Cougars. I'm your host, Jay Catch, your BYU insider, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. Going to be a fun show today, getting you ready for BYU versus Washington in football tomorrow. Also be talking about Dave Rose and his BYU basketball team out at media availability yesterday. Had a chance to watch the team in some scrimmage action. So we'll talk about the Cougar Cagers here in a minute, the BYU basketball program, get Dave Rose's thoughts on his team, as well as a mystery surrounding one of BYU's sharpshooters on that team. And then in the final segment here, we'll break down some of the more memorable games in BYU and Washington football history. The Seattle Times did a great story on this series, so we'll talk about that in the third segment. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast once again. My name is Jay Catch. If you're new to the show, thank you for joining us. An update for you guys, Google Play should be fixing itself today, and the way you're going to have to fix that, it sounds like, is we had to resubmit the podcast to be added on to the Google Play Store. So what you'll need to do is unsubscribe and resubscribe to the podcast, and it should resolve your issues in terms of updating. Those of you that have sent me messages regarding Podcast Addict, I believe those should be fixed as well. Let me know if not. Stitcher should be up and running. And then an update also regarding Spotify for you here real quick. Spotify sent us a message back saying they are no longer accepting new podcasts, which is a big bummer. Kind of strange considering they were adding quite a few in recent weeks and months. But hopefully we'll be on Spotify at some point. You can express your displeasure at that at your own discretion by sending them a message. I don't know exactly where you do that, but that is the update for you with regards to Spotify. Everywhere else, in terms of the Apple podcasts and every other platform that I am aware of, should be up and running. If not, drop me a line, let me know, and we'll do our best to help you out and get your question answered. All right, so without further ado, let's dive on in. BYU versus Washington tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time on Big Fox. Great game. I'm excited for this. I think BYU is going into Washington a significant underdog, and that's not just because the point spread is 17 points currently. They go in there not expected to make much of anything, even though they are the 20th ranked team in the country. In my heart of hearts, do I believe BYU is the 20th ranked team in the country? Would I place them at 20th? No. I'll be frank about that. I still think they're in that 23 to 27 range. So either just at the bottom of the top 25 or just outside. I know the coaches poll that the USA Today puts out has BYU as the first team out in their poll. And I'm not going to lie, that's kind of the range I think BYU is still currently sitting in. I understand why they're ranked 20th. It's more of a result of teams around them last week losing. So BYU by default after beating McNeese State advances. So this is on paper a top 20 matchup. In my opinion, it should be more of a top 25 showdown. That's just my take. You're welcome to disagree with me. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know at Jacob C. Hatch. You can also hit up the show at Locked On Cougars. It's just one of those things that I think BYU is a little too high in those rankings for where they're actually at. All right, so when it comes to Washington, BYU coaches and players alike spoke very highly of the Huskies this week. We'll start off with some sound here from Kalani Sitake. I had a chance to ask him because he talked about in the lead up to the Wisconsin game how the Badgers were a model program that he wanted to build BYU after in kind of that same mold. So I asked him, is Washington one of those programs you want to model BYU as well after? And here was his response.
Of course, yeah, definitely. They recruit well. They have a similar build with the academics and then the demand that their coaches have on their players. So admire what they do. We want to be a lot like the people that have success in college football, and they're one of them. It'll be fun to see how we measure up to the standard that they set. And like I said before, looking forward to the opportunity. It's going to be a lot of fun, and can't wait to get our guys out there and play the game.
There you go, Kalani Sitake. He says we want to emulate all good college football programs. Okay, at surface level, that means you want to emulate everybody, and I get that. You want to emulate the Auburns, the Alabamas, the Georgias of the world. but there are programs that fit BYU's DNA as a football program better than others. I believe Wisconsin is one of those. I also believe that Washington is one of those. There are programs that have built their reputation on hard work, high academic standards. BYU has the added benefit or curse, depending how you look at it, when it comes to the honor code. But Kalani is smart in saying, I want to emulate all good college football programs, including Washington. BYU, of course, Husky Stadium is one of the most raucous environments in college football. When they revamped the building, they did a renovation on it recently. They sunk the field down further, so the sound can resonate even more. They put a bigger roof over the stands, so it just rains sound down onto the field. It is a raucous, crazy atmosphere, very loud to play in. But Jeff Grimes, when asked by Patrick Kinahan earlier this week about BYU in terms of having gone on the road twice already this year to P5 opponents at Arizona and at Wisconsin and winning, he believes that BYU is ready to go when it comes to playing at opposing venues. So here's Jeff Grimes on BYU being road ready.
I hope a lot. Yeah, I hope a lot. And I think it will. I think our guys feel confident playing on the road for whatever reason. They feel comfortable going into an enemy encampment and trying to go take one. And I think that we've done it a couple times this season. Certainly helps, Pat.
There you go, Jeff Grimes on BYU's road readiness. I agree with him. They should be confident. They've done it twice already this year. But this environment, it's kind of like Madison. It is crazy. Husky Stadium is one of the more underrated game day atmospheres in the entire country, if you ask me. And that's mainly because they're tucked up in the northwest corner of the United States of America. All right, Aaron Roderick also sounded off a little bit about the Huskies. He talked about the defense for the Huskies, and he actually believes that Washington's defense in many ways is better than what BYU faced against Wisconsin.
Similar scheme, coverage, they stay way back. They're pretty deep in coverage. They keep the ball in front of them. They're not going to give up a big play, and they're going to rally and tackle you. I would say the difference is Washington's got more team speed than Wisconsin. They're very fast defense.
Team speed, man, it kills. And Aaron Roderick, you heard him just say, he believes that Washington's got more speed than Wisconsin, and I can't disagree with him. They've got fantastic players, especially on the defensive side. A couple of notes for you defensively for the Huskies in particular is the fact that they have Ben Burkervin. That's a great name, Ben Burkervin. Try saying that five times straight. Guarantee you can't do it. He actually notched 20 tackles last week in the win over Arizona State. It is the most by a Washington Husky since 1996. He's currently fifth in the nation in total tackles, 53 on the year. He's also ninth in forced fumbles in the country with two on the season. Their star cornerback, Byron Murphy, you're going to hear his name called very early in the NFL draft whenever he decides to enter it, whether it be next year or the year after. Byron Murphy is currently seventh in the nation in passes broken up with eight. Doesn't have any interceptions on the season, and legitimately might be one of the top five cornerbacks in all of college football. A lot of the talk this week from both Jeff Grimes and Aaron Roderick is that the Washington defense, they play with the two high safeties or even three high defenders to make sure no passes are getting beyond them down the field. They're very much a team that wants to put the ball in front of them and then rally to it and tackle. I understand that philosophy. BYU fans, if you paid attention to Bronco Mendenhall, that was very much his philosophy as well. And it's a smart one. Frankly, it's smart. But they've got plenty of talent that they could play this press man coverage, but they feel like it's in their best interest to sit back and just kind of bump and run when they need to. It's going to be incumbent upon BYU to use their run game to create play action passes and open up seams in this Washington defensive secondary, because the Huskies, they are very good on defense, very fast. And those seams, yeah, they may open up a little bit, but you got to fit it into that crack because it'll close up real quickly on you. They run, they've got two coordinators, Pete Kwiatkowski and Jimmy Lake. Jimmy Lake's the main defensive coordinator. Kwiatkowski is the co-defensive coordinator. Both of them have been on NFL and college head coaching radars, and they are both great coordinators, and this defense will be ready for BYU. It'll be interesting to see how BYU does running the ball to see if that opens up the passing game. So for BYU on defense, they're going to be facing two legends in their own right, and that would be Myles Gaskin, the star running back. He is Washington's all-time leading rusher. He passed Napoleon Kaufman, which is a great name in college football history. He entered the Arizona State game a week ago with over 4,400 yards in his career. That's the sixth most in Pac-12 history. Just a great player. And then his counterpart in the backfield is Jake Browning. He's got 85 career touchdown passes. He's in his fourth year starting. He's passed for over 10,000 yards in his career, which is number two in Washington history. He is a kid that has been on the fast track seemingly to stardom, but has not taken it. And I don't know that Jake Browning here. He is the guy. He's passed for 7 touchdowns this year, but he's got 4 interceptions through the 4 games that Washington has played. If you watched him play against Utah, he was less than impressive. He made boneheaded decisions at throwing the ball. Luckily that Pita Tonga had the ball bounce off his gut and out of bounds, or else he would have given up a pick 6 to a defensive lineman. Jake Browning is less than impressive considering what BYU has come to expect from him in the past, or what college football fans in general have come to expect from him. And it'll be interesting to see if he steps up in this game against BYU, or if he does similar to what he did against Utah, where he almost screws it all up for the entire team. Myles Gaskin is going to be Mr. Steady Eddie in the backfield for Washington. So here is Elisa Tuiaki, BYU's defensive coordinator, on facing a running back like Gaskin.
Really good back. I like the back. I think he's a phenomenal back. He's not as big and powerful as Wisconsin's guy, but he's really patient, hits the holes, does a really good job finding soft spots in your defense and exploiting it. And he'll be a challenge for sure. We've got to corral him and tackle him and wrap him up and not let him bounce. And you know, he could end up cutting one back all the way back to the other side of the field and gain a lot of yards on you. So we got to keep him in front of us.
There you go, Elisa Tuiaki. He's not as good as Jonathan Taylor, not as big, but still plenty talented. I agree with him. I would probably say that Jonathan Taylor is the more polished or more NFL-ready type of running back, but Myles Gaskin's going to have a spot in the NFL as well. Good player, patient runner. We saw him play against Utah a couple of weeks ago. He scored on that opening drive. He was an absolute beast on that opening drive. BYU's defense is going to need to be ready because Myles Gaskin, they're going to see a steady dose of what Gaskin brings to the table. All right, we'll take our first time out here. But real quick before we do that, I want to mention to you who today's show is brought to you by. It has been brought to you by our good friends at All Guard Pest Control. All Guard Pest Control, of course, like I've mentioned, is a local company. Seth and his guys are here in the Utah Valley area. They trek up into Wasatch County, Park City, Heber, come into Salt Lake Valley, and even Davis County. Wherever you need them, they'll take care of you, take care of any pest problems you've got. They don't care if it's termites, mice, spiders, especially this time of year. They make sure it's taken care of and it never comes back. One thing that they feature is that they have one-time visits. If you only need one treatment, that's all Seth and his guys will come and do. It's a one-time deal. They'll take your money and then they'll be done. They're not going to show back up because they don't keep your credit card information on hand and spray you and say, okay, now you owe us this. That's not his style. He believes in being transparent. He wants to be upfront. He lets you know what you need to do. If you do want regular service, they have a quarterly system that will come out every 3 months, treat for what the new, I guess, hot spots in terms of bugs would be. So currently this fall going into winter, that would be spiders and mice, making sure that they're not getting into your house and nestling up for the long cold winter in your warm basement or eaves or attic or wherever they might end up. They make sure that doesn't happen. I want you guys to check it out. Call All Guard Pest Control if you have any issues, or if you you just want to learn more about them, let them know that me, Jake Hatch, and Locked On Cougars sent you. Call them at 801-851-1812. Once again, that's 801-851-1812. That's All Guard Pest Control and Termite Extermination. Call Seth. He'll take care of you and make sure you have no pests in your house. All right, more coming up next, talking BYU basketball. This is Locked On Cougars. Need to take a minute here and talk to you guys about Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace that's dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that'll last you a lifetime. Vivid Seats allow listeners to watch their favorite teams and artists perform in person. You can get tickets to your favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and more. They offer great prices and an easy purchasing experience. Locked On Cougars listeners can receive $20 off orders of $200 or more by going to the App Store or Google Play and downloading the Vivid Seats app. What I need you to do when you get there is enter promo code Locked On to receive this deal with $20 off your order of $200 or more. Of course, all Vivid Seats orders are backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, so you can rest assured knowing that you're taken care of. Once again, go to Vivid Seats, download that app, and get $20 off your order of $200 or more by using the promo code Locked On. That's Vivid Seats using the promo code Locked On. Welcome back. This is Locked On Cougars. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. Going to step away from the gridiron now and head over to the hardwoods, the Marriott Center to be exact. BYU basketball was on the court yesterday for their first practice of the fall as they get ready for the 2018-19 season coming up. Man, it seems like basketball season just extends forever. I know the NBA has already started their preseason practices, working for the Zone Sports Network in Salt Lake City like I do. Already engrossed with some Jazz stuff. It just seems like football is so fleeting in my mind, but basketball lasts forever. Maybe I'm just alone in that, but if I'm not, let me know. It seems like it just takes such a short period of time when football comes and goes, but basketball seems to drag on forever. That's just me, and I get that it's a longer season in terms of more games, more months, etc. But man, it's crazy to think basketball is here already. Fall is here, but there we go. Dave Rose and his team yesterday, the media got to watch about, I'd say, somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes of scrimmage action. Team is very quick. I thought Jashir Hardnett looked very fast. He is slimmed down. Yoli Childs looks like Yoli Childs. Good player. Guy that is definitely going to lead BYU this year. We had a chance to speak with Dave Rose after practice yesterday, and here was kind of his overall look at the team and what he expects this year from his squad.
I like the way that our roster breaks down. I think we've got, you know, good guard line. We've got experienced up front guys, and then some really young front line guys that I think could develop into something pretty good. So I like our personnel. I like how the roster breaks down as far as position is concerned. But probably the most excited I am is just about the experience of the guys coming back. I mean, we've got a lot of upperclassmen on this roster, and you know, it's that feels good. You know, going into a really tough opener and tough preseason. I mean, we got ourselves a real challenging schedule, and I think these guys know what they're in for.
There you go. Dave Rose, head coach, BYU men's basketball. You heard him mention, okay, the size differential. The news yesterday came that Ryan Andrus, a local high school product, has had multiple injury concerns during his time as a Cougar. He has been forced into a medical retirement. Doctors recommended he move on from his playing career. So that's going to make BYU one of the smallest teams in terms of height that Dave Rose has ever had in Provo. Interesting to see how they handle that. Rose, speaking to the media yesterday, also mentioned the fact that he thinks they can play with some smaller lineups. Think Golden State Warriors style. And don't think I'm saying that they're going to play like the Warriors, because the Warriors are literally above anybody's level, and they're not even in the same universe in terms of talent disparity and cohesiveness than BYU is. But think of a smaller lineup, more interchangeable players, and the ability to just go out and play ball and force teams to defend them. More small ball type of look. I think it could be intriguing to see Yoeli Childs playing like a 4-5 hybrid role with four guards and wings around him on the perimeter. Still allows BYU to play pick and roll if they so choose, but interesting to see how that shakes out. A guy that I'm really high on is Gavin Baxter, the 6'9" wingman out of Timpview High School, back from his LDS mission. I think he is going to be a massive piece for BYU. Dave Rose, when I asked him about Baxter yesterday, said one of the things they've got to get him to stop doing is to stop trying to block everything. Baxter at 6'9" has got an over 7-foot wingspan. Hyper-athletic player, and I get it. He's young buck, thinks he can go up and block everything, but at this level, they've got to get him to stay on the ground sometimes and defend. So it'll be interesting. The BYU basketball program, they've got the Cougar tip-off coming up in a few weeks, followed by two exhibition matches, and then they start off the season with a bang. It might be the best game that's not a national tournament on opening night when they head to Nevada to take on the Wolfpack. That Wolfpack team, in my opinion, is a top 5 team nationally, top 10 at worst. So Dave Rose and his team, they've got quite the schedule set up for themselves. You win those games, you'll have a chance at the NCAA tournament. And of course, BYU fans and the program itself, they all want to get back there to the big dance. It'll be interesting to see how this team develops. Like I mentioned, play maybe some more small ball this year with not as much size on the roster. The big mystery surrounding BYU basketball yesterday was the haircut that Zach Seljaas had. Seljaas has got like this buzz cut look. It's very short. He's had some, let's say, interesting haircuts in the past. It's hairdos for BYU, and to see him with a buzz cut, he was almost unrecognizable. We sat down also with Yoeli Childs and Luke Worthington yesterday. We asked him, okay, well, what happened to Zach's haircut? I believe it was Jay Drew from the Salt Lake Tribune who asked the question. Here was their response when asked about that.
I think that's our story to tell.
No, that's his story. You got to ask him about that. That's a pretty good one.
He's married, isn't he?
Yeah.
No. It wasn't his wife.
Yeah.
We have to wait until next month to ask him.
That's not our story.
You'll have to ask Zach. It's his story. Zach, who got married over the summer, didn't have his wife give him the haircut. Apparently, players on the team didn't, or at least Yoeli Childs and Luke Worthington didn't cut his hair. The actual BYU media day for basketball is next week, so we'll have a chance to ask Zach then what's going on. And I'm interested to hear that story. It sounds they were giggling. You could tell it was pretty funny. So I'm interested to hear that story. So there you go. Wanted to take a minute and talk about the BYU basketball team. Upcoming season is on tap, and Dave Rose has got his work cut out for him to get this team back to the NCAA tournament, because that is the goal each and every year, and they have fallen short of that goal for multiple seasons in a row here. They need to get back there. And I know that Dave Rose feels that. I get that the program feels it, and fans, most of all, you feel it. You want to see this team get back to the big dance, see them on CBS or the Turner Networks next March. It'll be a season that if BYU develops and can play this small ball mentality effectively, maybe they got a shot. Who knows? All right, we'll take our penultimate timeout here on the show. Coming back, talking a little bit more about this Washington and BYU series. Give you my pick for the game tomorrow. Hopefully your Friday is going great. Once again, remember today's show brought to you by All Guard Pest Control. Give them a call. Check it out, 801-815-1812. Check it out. They do great work taking care of all of your pest control needs. I know that Seth and the guys do great work. Once again, 801-851-1812. More next. This is Locked On Cougars. FanDuel is the daily leader when it comes to fantasy sports, and this year in 2018, they want to make it easier for you to win money with new products and new integrations that they have put in to their website. I want to talk to you about a couple of those things here. Let's talk about Guru for a minute. It's a new tool that makes building smarter lineups on FanDuel simple for fans of all skill levels. Players can be confident you're putting together the best team on the field. It's a responsive, wizard-like draft experience that makes recommendations and provides tips as you draft based on who you are picking. If you want to compete with your friends head-to-head, it hasn't been so easy in the past with FanDuel, but they've revamped that this year. They want to make it easier to invite people to play, a more accessible way to start a head-to-head matchup with your buddies, and also integrate better products so you can track how you're doing during these contests. Come join me and everybody playing over at FanDuel. It is a ton of fun. I love playing those daily fantasy leagues. It's a fun way to win money. Go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. Once again, FanDuel.com. /lockedon. Plus, new users will get a $20 bonus when they make their first deposit with FanDuel. Come play with me at FanDuel.com/lockedon. Welcome back to Locked On Cougars. Breaking down this series between Washington and BYU, of course, this series, we've recapped this earlier this week and previously, that the series didn't start until 1985, but it really started in 1984 with the national title debate between the Cougars and the number two Huskies. We don't need to rehash this here. BYU got the national championship. Husky fans are bitter about it. The Huskies did get their national title in 1990. But they feel like they were robbed of one. I get it. If you're on that side of things, it is what it is. But BYU was named the national champion, and they have the trophy to prove it. It sits in the SAB down there in Provo. This is the 10th meeting all time between the Cougars and Huskies. The Huskies lead it with a 5-4 series advantage. They had a four-game win streak from 1986 to 1998. Granted, that's a long span. They played one game in 86 when Washington won, a year after BYU whacked them in 1985 at home. The mid to late 90s series that BYU and Washington played, some pretty memorable games. Of course, the 96 game, BYU's lone loss of the season at Washington that year. 1999, Chris Hale's touchdown reception, shown on every highlight reel that BYU has shown in the last 20 years. Great play, got BYU a big win there. Of course, the Jake Locker game where he tosses the ball up in the air, gets the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in 2008. Jan Jorgensen proceeds to block the extra point, and BYU escapes with a 28-27 win. Some memorable games in this series. And the Seattle Times wrote a story about the five top games in BYU history, and here's my gripe with it. It doesn't mention the 96 win. And I get, okay, this is a paper based up in Seattle. They may not understand the significance of that game, but they should. 1996, BYU set a record for wins in a season as well as games played. They played 15 games that year. They went 14-1. The one blemish is a loss at Washington, and you fail to mention that as one of the games that's most notable in the series? Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. It bothers me to a degree that it shouldn't, but you've got to know some of the historical significance of some of these games. They did mention the 1985 beatdown for BYU, and then the revenge beatdown that Washington put on them. That was 1985 and 1986. They mentioned the 97 win in Provo when Brock Huard, who's now an ESPN personality, came in and absolutely filleted BYU. But you don't mention 1996, really? Anyways, we got to go. The show's taken far too long. Thanks so much for tuning in. Real quick, before we go, though, need to mention that this is actually the first time these two teams have met up playing each other as ranked teams in this series history. So it'll be interesting to see who ultimately comes out on top. I'm predicting that Washington wins. So I'm predicting a BYU loss. And those of you that remember what I predicted for BYU-Wisconsin, well, I was dead wrong. I think it's going to be closer than that Wisconsin prediction I gave. I believe that BYU is better than that 17-point spread indicates. So I'm going to take Washington 24, BYU 16. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what your prediction is. We'll be back tomorrow with a recap edition of the show after it ends. Let you know what my initial thoughts are. And, of course, next week on Monday, get you some more thoughts after reviewing the film before we turn our attention to the first rivalry game of the year against Utah State. Thanks so much once again for downloading the podcast. Love bringing it to you each and every day. Hope your Friday is going great, or your Saturday if you're listening to this tomorrow, getting ready for the game. It's a blast to bring the show to you. Reminder that the show is brought to you by All Guard Pest Control. Give Jeff and his guys a call at 801-851-1812. They have a singular focus on dealing with any and all pest issues: mice, termites, ants, grasshoppers, spiders. Whatever it may be, they'll take care of you. They want to make sure that you're taken care of in Utah County, Salt Lake County, Wasatch County, Weber County, Davis County, anywhere in the Wasatch Front. They'll take care of you. Check it out. Once again, that's All Guard Pest Control, 801-851-1812. We'll be back with you tomorrow, hopefully after a BYU win, but we'll see what happens. This has been Locked On Cougars for September 28th, 2018.